Everyone, it's Jo. Hope you're all okay and not suffering too badly with the weather. It's cold down here. We've even down here in Devon, we've even had a yellow warning, which apparently means we may get some snow this weekend, but that will be an absolute rarity. I should imagine it'll be on the higher ground. Anyway, that's not what I wanted to talk about, but if any of you do want to talk about the weather and how it affects you as a visually impaired person, then feel free. I know up north, I think in the Leeds area, they've got a bit of snow and what have you. I've seen friends posting on Facebook, and I'm wondering, I know that when we lived in Preston, I was working a guide dog, and it was very, very difficult. You know, when we had quite heavy snow one year, it was difficult to find the curbs and know when to and be able to cross safely. So if anybody has wants to talk about their experience of that, then feel free to share. What I really wanted to acknowledge was Richard RP Mouse's post about the ignorance of people relating to visual impairment, and particularly guide dogs in his case. And I can relate to that. I'm sure most of us guide dog owners have had an experience of one kind or another where the public is ignorant of how to behave around you and a guide dog. You wouldn't think it would be that difficult, but it appears that it is for some people. I guess in your case, Richard, that the problem was that the guy had had a few pints, and with some people it can affect them dramatically even just after having a few. And I guess he just saw this cute dog and thought, well, you know, oh, that's so cute, I want to talk to it. But then when you spoke to him, then he should have acknowledged you. Obviously, that's a no-brainer, really. He obviously just had had a few too many. But it shouldn't happen. And I think, I don't know whether anybody out there is a guide dog speaker. I've actually said that when I get my new guide dog, because I'm between dogs at the moment, which some of you will know and some won't, I've been on the waiting list a long time now, but I said that I wouldn't mind kind of doing more volunteering and maybe being a guide dog speaker. But I don't know, sorry about that notification coming through, I don't know whether many people still do that. And if you do, how effective is it? Because as far as I know, it's usually, you know, people go to schools and talk to children, which is great because then the children grow up having more knowledge and understanding of guide dogs and visual impairment. But is there much done with adults? I don't know. I'd be interested to know. Because I think, I remember when I got my first guide dog and I was 19, and I'd got it when I was 19, but I was in my 20s because I was with Rob when this happened, and I think it might have been when I was working on Dialogue in the Dark in Manchester, and I was working Zilla on Preston train station, and Rob was coming with me, and I was going down a flight of stairs, and somebody ducked down to stroke Zilla, didn't acknowledge me, just thought, oh, guide dog, I'll give it, I'll fuss, and if it hadn't been for me being with Rob, I could have gone, you know, head over the other down the stairs, you know, and it was just ignorance. And I didn't, because they kind of were walking past it. You don't get a chance to say anything, do you? You don't get a chance to correct them because it's busy. They've gone before you've kind of realised what's happened. But it can be a really dangerous situation. And I think the more we can do to kind of stop this ignorance, the better. And I know we bang on about it all the time, don't we? It is frustrating. It's frustrating as well when you're not with a guide dog. I mean, like I said, I'm between dogs at the minute, and I was I can't remember whether it was Newton Abbot or Exeter, which is pretty irrelevant, but it's one of the towns near to where I live, and Rob and Jodie were with me, and I was in boots, and I'd asked for help because Rob couldn't find this product that I wanted, and so we'd asked this woman who worked in boots, and she picked up this product, turned to Rob and started explaining what this product did and what it was like and blah blah blah, and Rob just went, there's no point telling me, I'm not going to use it, because it was definitely a, you know, a girly product. I can't remember what it was, to be honest. It might be a face mask or an exfoliator, something like that, you know, something that us girlies like. And Rob just kind of went, there's no point talking to me, I'm not going to be using it. And then she kind of went, oh, and to be fair, she did then turn to me. But when I'm the one asking for the help, you'd think that she'd know to talk to me, but no, some people just can't, can they? They just don't get it. And it is frustrating, and I do feel your frustration, Richard, I really do. And I'm sure loads of us have got stories to tell about this. Maybe some of us have had occasions where we can, where we've had a chance to actually tell the person what's what, in a polite way, but, you know, kind of explain the situation to them and maybe give them a little bit of knowledge for the future. That would be good to hear about. But I would say don't let it put you off going into that pub again, because it's probably a one-off. You seem like a guy who can kind of look after yourself in the way that you'll talk to people and you'll explain the situation and say, well, actually, no, you're wrong. You shouldn't have spoken to my guide dog. You certainly shouldn't have been giving the guide dog instructions, you know, because that can make it a dangerous situation for you as the guide dog owner. But if anyone else has experienced this and you want to share, then, you know, feel free. But it is frustrating, and I think we need to be proactive in kind of spreading the knowledge about the do's and don'ts. But I think we'll always face it in one way or another. But I guess sharing, like Richard did, get it off your chest, blow off a bit of steam, you know, and let others share, and then move on, I think, is probably the key. And don't let it get through to you too much. My concern is with people who are newly visually impaired or new guide dog owners, that it can be a bit stressful, and it can be upsetting if people treat you like that. And, you know, what I would say is talk to other guide dog owners, talk to other visually impaired people about it. Don't be on your own and, you know, feeling down and stressed about it. And certainly don't let it, or try not to let it stop you doing what you need to do and going where you need to go. That, I think, would be the advice that I would give, really. Anyway, sorry for the bit of a long ramble, but I thought I needed to respond to Richard because I just think it's something that we all encounter in one way or another. I mean, other people encounter ignorance on a daily basis, other disabilities, people in wheelchairs, people who are hearing impaired. But guide dogs is a big thing, isn't it? It is that we have these cute things on the end of the harness, and that are our eyes and our best friends in a lot of cases, and people just don't get it and are very ignorant. But feel free to share any stories, any advice you might have for anybody who's had an experience like that. And I will speak to you all soon. I'm going to get a hot drink now, and take care, everybody, and feel free to contribute. Speak to you soon. Bye.